With the Maryland Capitol Report, I'm Matt Coates. Bills focused on rape victims move forward in the House.
One requires police to hold on to rape evidence kits for 20 years. Another drops a requirement that a sexual assault victim prove they physically resisted their attacker. Final passage is expected this week. The House gave final approval to a bill that would increase the maximum fine to $500 for drivers caught using a handheld cell phone on the road. Folks for and against a bill to legalize the recreational use of marijuana by adults stated their case before a House committee. Kate Bell with the Marijuana Policy Project says a survey of likely Maryland voters shows they back the idea.
64% support legalizing personal use for adults.
However, Christine Miller, a neuroscientist, says marijuana use has been linked to paranoia, cardiac problems in young men, and an increased risk for suicide. Today, the Senate will discuss funding for the Maryland Cares for Kids Act. The bill calls for the state to pick up the tab for any student who qualifies for reduced-price school breakfasts and lunches. In Annapolis, I'm Jill Powell.
And this is the Maryland News Network.
Okay, clogged pores. I've had it. You think I don't notice your pesky blackheads? It's all I see. Why else would I be dodging photos, yelling back up, zoom out, not so close? But now, I've got Biore Deep Cleansing Charcoal Pore Strips. With natural charcoal, they pluck out stubborn dirt, oil, and even blackheads in just one strip. So go ahead, snap away. With Biore, I have finally found the skin of my dreams. Biore, free your pores.
I'm Maryland's Secretary of Agriculture, Joe Bartenfelder. Agriculture is one of our most important industries. It provides millions of jobs for Marylanders. For farmers, it's a high-risk business. We can't control Mother Nature, but we can be prepared. Keep Maryland growing with an investment in crop insurance.
The deadline is March 15th. For more information, contact a crop insurance agent or visit mda.maryland.gov. Brought to you by the State of Maryland. Larry Hogan, Governor.